Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, and we're getting a company update from Vizsla Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VZLA, and on the OTCQB under the symbol VIZSF. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, Mike Connert. Now, Mike, let's follow up on a news release that came out last week, November 25th, and it's drill results from a new zone. I think we can call this another new discovery. This time it is along this Cordon de Oro vein at this Panuco project in Mexico. Now, the headline number here was a little over 18 meters of 457 grams per ton silver equivalent. Also, within this hole, which is hole 13, we saw a much wider interval of over 69 meters of 141 grams per ton silver equivalent. There were a couple high-grade intersects as well. Mike, just give us a first little recap of this new zone, this new discovery here at the Panuco project, please.
Yeah, so this really opens up the project for us. You know, so we've been drilling at Napoleon, which is about 5 kilometers to the west on a parallel vein structure. But this is the first success that we've had at Cordon del Oro. And Cordon del Oro is really impressive. I mean, over 18 meters at 450 grams silver equivalent, that's excellent grade over such a broad width. And, that's an oxide at surface. It's a kilometer away from our mill that we have under option. So it would be, potentially a zero strip ratio opportunity here to mine this. And then it's so close to that El Coco mill. So, it's really, it's quite impressive what we're finding at this project. You know, we're seeing some of these, that intercepts that at Napoleon that, some may consider narrow, but mineable widths, 3 meters at multiple kilos of silver equivalent. But then, you go over 5 kilometers to the east, to the Cordon del Oro vein structure here, and it's never been drilled before. And we're getting 18 meters at, almost half a kilo. So this project really does have it all. And I think we'll be showing some, some significant, a pathway to significant ounces here shortly.
So are there more holes that we can expect from this area after this drilling?
Well, we do have 5 rigs on site right now. We have one at this Cordon del Oro. This is actually called the Aguita Sarca Zone. And I know, there's so many discoveries and targets that we're drilling that it's hard to keep track of. But if you think of two main drilling centers, we're drilling 5 kilometers to the west of Cordon del Oro. And that's the Napoleon, the Papayo, and Tijitos. And that's where we're getting some of these extremely high grades over great widths. But now we're also drilling. We have 2 rigs here at Cordon del Oro, which includes the Aguita Sarca zone, where we've made this new discovery. And then we're also drilling to the south at the Peralta zone. So 2 rigs currently on Cordon. It's possible that we may add another rig to the area shortly.
We haven't heard too much about this drilling to the south, too. Any insights you can give us here?
Well, we've identified another target on the southern portion of the Cordon del Oro vein corridor, which hosts this Aguita Sarca discovery, the 18 meters at nearly half a kilo. We're without getting too far into it, we're actually very excited about this Cordon del Oro corridor because it looks to us like an analog of the Animas corridor, which is basically the only developed vein corridor in the Panuco camp. It's produced significant amounts of silver and gold, essentially over 8 ore shoots over 3.5 kilometers. Now it's across the Graben, across the valley from Animas, and we've identified a number of drill targets along Cordon del Oro. It is a very exciting area for us to drill, and Peralta to the south is one of those targets, and we're drilling there now. So the potential for a new discovery out of Peralta, is certainly a possibility, as well as other discoveries across the district. So, in total, it's really an interesting area.
So, Mike, can you give us a little bit more insights comparing some of the different results that you've seen? Yes, you have seen some very high-grade veins over a bit narrower widths, but then you're also starting to hit some of these wider widths with a little bit lower grade, but still decent numbers in all respects. How would this all play into a mining scenario, and how does it compare to other mines in the area?
Well, you see this typically in epithermal deposits that are economic. So, you know, looking at Sandy Mass, which is about 80 kilometers to the north of us here, you know, you will see these narrow high grades, you know, good widths of high grades, and then you'll see these large ore shoots like this that we're seeing here of, you know, veining that's like we talked about over the, you know, almost 70 meters of multiple veins kind of packing together and giving us, you know, broader widths of mineralization. What's interesting here, of course, is that this is in an oxide portion of, you know, basically above an existing ore shoot. So, you know, we're seeing various different types of mineralization here. You know, this is typical of these epithermal districts in Mexico, at least the ones that are economic.
Okay. So in terms of the news flow, though, just more drilling and more, I guess, exploration, true exploration, as you are drilling all these new zones. What does that all look like for the potential of putting together a resource? Are you guys even close to that stage, as it sounds like you're still testing out all this other virgin ground?
Well, we do have, well, I should say we have, you know, one of Mexico's most aggressive exploration programs by a junior by far. You know, we've got a lot of cash on hand. We'll end the year with about $27 million, I would say. And next year we'll have a very aggressive drill program, 5 rigs to start, possibly adding several more in the new year. Now that's all, you know, the drilling work that we're doing, but we're also doing generating new targets across the district. And there'll be a news release by the end of the year speaking to what we've generated and what we see across the district. But certainly we're just getting started. I mean, the first discovery that we made that really moved the market was back in June. We closed the financing in August. And, you know, so we've only really been going for, you know, hard at the project on these new discoveries for about 6 months. So next year will be a full year of aggressive drilling. And, you know, this is this Aguida Zarca zone is a great example of what we can uncover at this district just because of the fact that it's so underexplored. You know, many of these vein corridors have never been drilled before.
Yeah, and you're continuing to see some nice success with the drill bit. And I know I've even gotten a few comments of people saying it's tough to keep track of all these new discoveries and what exactly you guys are seeing on this project, as it seems like you consistently release some impressive drill results, I guess I can say. So one thing that Mike and I are doing is we're going to jump on a webinar in a week's time. So December 8th at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So 2 p.m. Eastern time. And we are going to go through a more broad overview of the company, but really dive into the recent results and the overall drill program, trying to bring everybody as up to speed as possible on what this project is turning out to be for this company. Under this interview, I will post a link to the registration page so that you can register for that webinar. And even if you can't attend, as long as you register, you do get first access to that recording. Hey, Mike, I look forward to that webinar next week. I appreciate this quick update. And again, I'll be chatting with you next week for the webinar. So thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you very much.